Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Mem Dalid, and we are about 15 lines from the top of daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, rolling along, sugyas, yeshnoichlin, we're holding now in Perek Misha Meis, halachas regarding Nachlois, Yerusha, Shchivmera, v'chulei v'chulei. Zok to Gemara, Huda amalei nichzei l'banai, there was a man who said before he died, I want my nechasim to go over to my sons. The problem is, he only had one son. He said sons. He also had a daughter, Havalei Bra Ubarta. And the Shaila that emerged was, Mikari Inchi Libra Bonai. When he said sons, did he really mean only his son? And despite the fact that he had one in the singular, and he said two in the plural, he really meant to give all his nechasim over to his son. If he really wanted to give it over to his son, his Ben Yochid, he would have said, Nichse libni, not libanai, to my son. So must be, because he said sons, he means to include his daughter. I'll prove to you from a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, Ubnei Don Chushen. Don had one son. His name was Chushen. Yet the Torah refers to it as Bnei Don. But Lashin Rabin. So you see that sometimes a Ben Yachid would be referred to as Ben Amalei Rava. But Rava said, maybe the reason the Torah referred to it as Bnei Don, not Ben Don, is because there's a drush. That despite the fact that at that moment Don only had one son, but in the future Shevet Don was going to be part of a Rava. Just like there are many leaves on a Kana, so too from this one Chushen, beautiful generations were going to emerge. So maybe it's because of that drush that the Torah wrote something that's grammatically incorrect and said Ubnei Don Chushim as opposed to Uben Don Chushim. Says the Gemara, you're right. Alama Rava Ubnei Palu Aliyav. There's another precedence for it, also a pasuk in the Torah. Ubnei Palu, Bnei is Lashon Rabim, Eliyav, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Yosef says, Ubnei Eson Azariah. Who the Amalun Nichsei Lebanai? Somebody who said, I want my Nechasim to go over to my sons. Havalei Bra Ubarbra. He had a son and a grandson. What was the Shiloh? Did he mean to give it only to his son? Or perhaps he meant to give it to his grandson as well. Kari Inchi Lebarbra Bra. When a person says, my son, does he mean to include his grandson? Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi, Mar Bar Avashi, right, Mar Bar Avashi, that a person does not refer to his grandson as his son. If someone is Mudr Hanah from his sons, he makes a neder saying that I will not have Hanah from my sons. He's allowed to have Hanah from Bnei Banim. And the Chiddush is that even though Bnei Banim Kibanim, so that in halachas of Kibbut of the Eim, Hilchas Talmud Torah, there are times where you find that a grandfather could be considered a father, a grandson can be considered a son, but as it relates to Lashon Bnei Adam, Hilchas Nedarim, here the halacha is Hamudar Anam Mibanim Mutar Bnei Banim. So this idea of Ahuda Amar Lahu Nichsei Levanai, it would make sense then that it should be totally what Lashon Bnei Adam is, and in Lashon Bnei Adam, a person does not refer to a son as a grandson. It's interesting that when the Gemara had the Shaila, when somebody says, I want my Nechasim to go to my sons, and only has one son, would a person refer to his one son as sons, or would he not? And the Gemara brought three psukim. First, the Gemara brought Ubnei Don Chushim, but the Gemara said, you have no raya. Then the Rava said, Ubnei Palu Aliyav. Rabbi Yosef had a different pasuk. Ubnei Eitan Azariah. Rava's pasuk is Bamidbar Perek Chav Bav. Rav Yosef's pasuk is Divrei Hayomim Aleph Perek Beis. So I saw the Netziv Shtels that why would Rav Yosef bring a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim if he could bring a pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar? And he says a Dover Niflo. He says that Sefer Bamidbar is part of the Torah. It was written B'Lashon HaTorah. Sefer Divrei Hayomim is part of Ksuvim and it was written B'Lashon Bnei Adam. So it could be Rav Yosef held that you can't bring a raya from Parshas Pinchas. You can't bring a raya from Sefer Bamidbar because that's B'Lashon HaTorah. Lashon HaTorah, maybe it does make sense to say Ubnei, even though you're only talking about a Ben Yochid. But we're dealing here with Lashon Bnei Adam. Like the Gemara says, L'maskona, Hamudar, Anami Banim, Mutab Bnei Banim, despite the fact that in Halacha, Bnei Banim is Kibanim. Because we don't care what the halacha says right now. What we care is what people mean when they say, and that's going to determine the halacha in this context. So Rav Yosef said, I have a raya that in Lashon Bnei Adam, people will sometimes say Bnei in the plural, even though they're referring to a ben yochid, and what's the raya to that? Ubnei eson a zarya. It's interesting, the Gemara mentions Ubnei don chushen. Chushen had one son. Don had one son. His name was Chushen. And this one son, Chushen, we actually know a little bit about. The Gemara, the Soita, end of the first parak, tells the rest of the story that when the Shvatim were trying to bury Yaakov at the Ma'oris HaMachpelah, so Esav and his entourage came and they put up a fight and they said that Esav is the Bechar, and because he's the Bechar, he's really the one that's entitled to bury the Shal Namar's HaMachpelah. Either way, Chushen Ben Don sees what's going on. He sees that his Zayda, Yaakov Avinu, is Mutal B'Bezayin. He picks up an axe, boom, he kills Esav. Esav head falls off. Eventually, Reish Shal Esav gets buried in the Maris Machpelah. Chaim Volozhin, in the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, says that the Oimek HaDvarim is that every single thing in the world is Shairosha V'Kedusha. Even Esav, who's the embodiment of evil, the embodiment of Ra, his Reish is Kaddish, and that's why it's buried in the Maris Machpelah. But either way, that whole event that played itself out at the time, the Ramban in the end of Parashas Vayichi brings from Sefer Yosifon that on the way back, another fight broke out. Rome came about through that fight. Things that we've spoken about previously, hashtag rest of the story. But the bottom line is, Chushen was the one that knocked out Esav. Why was Chushen the one that knocked out Esav? So the Gemara says, because he was deaf. And he didn't really know what was going on. He couldn't follow. Chaim Shulevitz has a famous sicha. He says that people sometimes, they get caught up in the details and they lose track of the big picture. So all the Chachamim and the Lomdim were trying to figure out, Yaakov, Esav, he is the Bechar, didn't get the Bechar. Was it a Dovah Shalei Bala Oilam? Was it a Shvua, the Rosh, the Rivash? They probably started getting involved in all the lumdis of whether or not Yaakov's Mechir. It wasn't good. Chushen couldn't help Kaab. He was a Cheresh, Enosh, and Meir. Perhaps he was an Enim Adabra as well. He couldn't get involved in all this. He just saw one thing. He saw the big picture. He saw that his Zayda's body is lying here. Pibizoyan. Something has to be done about it. And Chaim's Muster Shmuz is that sometimes you have to be able to detach yourself from the details and be able to see the big picture and act upon it. Tremendous, tremendous sikha, beautiful lesson that's learned out from there. But Don has one son. His son is Chushim, and his son was a Cheresh. So the Bali Musa say that you can imagine when Yaakov and his family got together, what the family looked like, or what Don might have been feeling. He sees Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they all have naches from their mishpacha, and Don has one son. He has a ben. Binyamin had 10 sons. He has one son. He's a ben Yochid. He's a Cheresh. Can't learn in the yeshiva together with the Zayde Yaakov. He's completely, completely out of it. But if you fast forward to the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, you know what happens? Like the Gemara says, Ubnei Don Chushim, Shayim Merubim Kechushim Shalkana. When the Torah lists the census of all the Shvatim, it goes through Shevet by Shevet. The one that had the most members was Shevet Yehuda, 74,600. Number two on the list was Shevet Don, 62,700. After that, there was Shimon, 59,000, Zvulun, 57,000, Yisachar, 54, 46, 40, 35, 32, 41. But in a comfortable lead, it's Yehuda, and then it's done. Don, like the Gemara says, Hoye merubim kechushin shalkana. And you see, you never know where the naches is going to come from. We had the idea of havaras nachla. They're not supposed to be maver nachla from a bra tova to a bra bisha. And the Gemara Ksubas Nun Gimel Aman Aleph says, do you really know if your naches is going to come from your bra tova? Maybe it's going to come from the bra bisha. Here, Don has this one son, Chushin, that in his mind, who knows, maybe he wrote off. And so much naches, 62,700 yidden between the ages of 20 and 60. Don is meruba kechushim. Either way, that's a little bit of musr that you can take out just from ubnei don chush. Zok the Mishnah vayte niach bottom gedayim mktanin. Again, misha meis. That's the theme here. He left over a family. There were bonim gedayim and there were bonim ktanim. There's a state, and before this estate was divided, hishpichu gedayim was anachasim. The gedayim, the older sons, went and they were mashpiach tenechasim. They started working at those fields. They worked the fields. They started investing what the father left over. So the halacha is shpichu le'emtza, even though the gedolim are the ones that are doing it. And ordinarily, if someone's yoreid l'seich sade chaveroi birshos, which this presumably is, if someone is yoreid l'seich sade chaveroi birshos, the halacha is he's entitled to something disproportionate for the work that he did. Over here, it doesn't work that way. It's because we assume that the Gedolim, when they did the work for this Tfusas Habayis, this estate, they did it on behalf of the entire estate on behalf of the younger siblings, and they were Michael. If Reuven goes into Shimon's field, his neighbor, some random person, he starts working the field, the umden is he's probably not just doing him a favor. He wants to get paid. So if it's Shaloi Brishos, the halacha is kacha. If it's Brishos, it's a different halacha in Shulchan Aruch. But this is different. Over here, it's viewed as if there was a mechila. So if the gedolim were mashpiach in a chasim, and because of that, the estate went up in value, when it comes time to divvy up the estate, the halach is it's going to be divided equally, and you're not going to give a disproportionate amount of the estate to the gedolim, despite the fact that they were mashbiach the estate. If, however, before they go into the estate to be mashbiach, they make a declaration, they send a memo to their younger brothers, and they tell them, "Hareyanu oisin v'oichlin, we're going to work the field, but we don't want to do it for you. We want to do it for ourselves." And the halach is a shpichul atzma. Now, we shouldn't point out that that's only going to work for their chelik. Meaning, they don't have a right to go issue this memo, be mashpiach the entire field, even their younger brother's chelik, and then keep the shvach for themselves. They're not a bottle bus on the chelik that's built. But as long as they take the piece that belongs to them, so let's say half the estate was going to belong to the banim gedolim, and the other half was going to belong to the banim ktanim, if they make this declaration, and then they're mashpiach half the field, any shvach that comes from that half a field, they're allowed to keep for themselves. V'cheinu isha, the same exact halach is regarding a isha, sheshpichas anachasim, if she was mashpiach nachasim, she was a yoyrish, the Gemara's going to ask, nashim usually don't yashim, but in an instance where a woman does yarshin, same exact halacha, that if she's supposed to yarshin together with the yisoyimim, let's say, so a man dies, he leaves over a wife and yisoyimim, or maybe a daughter and sons, or a granddaughter and sons, b'kahai gavno, where the girl, the isha, is yarshin together with the sons, it's the same exact halacha. Meaning the halacha is not only true if the one that did the work was a male, but even if the one that did the work is a female, the halacha is going to be the same. The Gemara is going to say, pshita, why would you think a woman is different than a man? But the same exact halacha. If she was mashpich, then a chasim, mashpich l'emtsa, and omra, if she made this declaration, ra'u mashe niach li baili, hareni oisev v'icheles, there the halacha is, hishpich l'atzim. Omra av chavim, b'reid rav yosef, b'reid rav, mishmeid rav. Lo'ishon al shoshafet chasim, achbis n'chasim. The only time this halacha is true, that if the bottom gedolim go, they're mashpich the field, the halacha is, the shvach goes l'emtsa, that's only if they were mashpich the field from the field. Meaning they didn't use their own money, their own time. They didn't expense it on themselves. They used the estate to be mashpiach the estate. Then the halach is, the shvach goes la'emtsa. Avo shofchu nechasem machmas atzmon. But if they did use the resources of the estate to be mashpiach the estate, if they use their own resource to be mashpiach the estate, shpich la'atzman over there, it's going to go to them. So the only time the halacha of the Mishnah is true, said Rava, is if they use the estate's resources to be mashpiach the estate. But if they use their own resource to be mashpiach the estate, there the halacha of shpich la'atzman. Any fake the Gemara of Amrav Chanina, afelo enich la'mavir, elo udayni, haschar la'emtza. There's a Rav Chanina said that this halacha of the Mishnah is true even if the Yerusha, the tfusas habayis, the estate, is garnished as a estate. All the father left over when he died was a bar, left over a pit, v'kisuyav, with a cover. And you can make a little bit of money on it, says the Rashbam. V'soichu noise lehashki sodeis mimeva, because you can lease it out and use the water that's there to irrigate your field. But the point is that if the brothers went ahead and they did it, the halach is haschar le'emtza. The halach of the Mishnah is going to apply. What's the kash of a udaini, a bar, and its cover? The machmas atzmoihu, any investment that is going to be put into it is going to be considered hishpichu machmas atzmoi. And the reason is because how would you invest in this bar v'kisuyav? The Rashbam says you would watch it, you would be the shomer over it. That's the way to be mashpiachet. Being a shomer over it would mean you would watch it, or you would pay someone to watch it. Now, how are you paying him? All the father left over was barbecue suya. So presumably it's coming out of your own pocket. And still, even though the shvach is coming out of your own pocket, what did Rav Chanina say? Hashvach le'emtza. So you see that the halacha of hashvach le'emtza is true even if the shivchu nechasim was machmas atzmon. Not only if it was shifchu nechasim machmas nechasim, says the Gemara. No, it's not a raya. Goshani udaini dilatirusu David v'filik tana matzi mantrilei. That the shmira that needs to be done for the barbecue suyev is so minimal that it's not even viewed as being a davar chashiv. It's true. If there's a real shibchu machmas atzmon, then the halach is the shvichul atzmon. But this is not considered real. Being that it's not considered real, it's not a sushtal to anything we're talking about. Amru, if they made a declaration and they said ra'u mashi niachab harienu oisim va'oichlin, there the halach is a shvichul atzmon. Safra shavak avu azusi. Rav Safra's father died and he left over money. He also left over sons. One was a very chashuv, the son Rav Safra, and he had other sons as well. Says the Gemara, Shaklinu Avabu Iska. Rav Safra took the money and he invested it. He invested it in an Iska, Chatzi Milva, Chatzi Pekadim. Again, not a heter Iska. Heter Iska is what people use today when they want to lend money beribis and they don't want it to be ribis. But really, what you're doing is you're drafting the loan as if it would be an Iska. This was a real Iska. Says the Gemara, he invested it and he made money. Also, Achi Tavun B'Dina Kamei D'Rava. So his brothers came and they wanted a chelek in it based on our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if Hishbichu G'doylem Esanachasim, Hishbichu Lemsa. So they felt that whatever profit came because of this Iska, they're entitled to a chelek of it because of the fact that they're Yarshim. So the Gemara says, the Shiloh was brought to Rava. Amaluhu, Rava said as follows, Rav Safra Gavir Rabu. Rav Safra is a Gavir Rabu. What does it mean he's a Gavir Rabu? He sits and he learns Torah. And like Shavi Girse, V'tarach Lachrine. Rav Safra, it's one thing, maybe he's going to go work a little bit so he can support his family. But to think that he's going to start investing other people's money and he's going to make money for other people, no way. So that Rav Safra, when he went and invested the money, it was as if he told his brothers, listen, I'm doing it for myself, I'm not doing it for you. So that they can't come now with a tefillah and get their chelek. It's true. Ordinarily, a person would have to say it mafurish. Like the Mishnah says, if Amru Ra'u Mashi Niyachapo, then the halach is going to be true. Ashvach La'atzma. But if Safra, even if he doesn't say it, it's understood. There's an umdur of the Muchach that that's how this works because Rav Safra Gavu Rabuhu and Loishavi Girsei V'tarach Lachrin. Isha Shishpichas Anachas and Mashpichal Nets. The Mishnah said that this halacha is true whether the Yoirish and the Mashbiach was a Ben Gadol or if it's an Isha. Says the Gemara, firstly, Isha B'nichse Yasmi Maya B'detei. How is it possible for a Isha to Yarshan together with Yisoyman, Amrav Yermia, B'Isha Yereshes. I am Bereshbam, he works out different scenarios, how would be possible. But the Gemara says, Pshita, at the end of the day, why would I think the halach should be different for an Isha than it is for a Ben? Says the Gemara, Madotim, I would have thought, Kimi the Lavdark of the Mitzrach, Ah, Fagav Kalei Parish, Kamei the Parish, Tami. It's similar to Rav Safra. We said, someone like Rav Safra, he's a Gavri Rabbi, doesn't go and invest on behalf of other people. A woman, you could say the same thing. Kol Kfudu Bas Melech Penima, a woman doesn't just go and invest. So maybe to support herself, Kadei Chayav, she felt she had to do something to the field. But to have a havamina that she was doing it on behalf of the assignment, so I would have thought that it's poshit that alpha gaftaloi parish, kemoi de parish tami, even though she did it stam. And usually if you do it stam, the shvach goes to the tfus asabayas. It goes to emtsa. Over here, it's obvious that she's doing it for herself. Kamashmua. Then the Mishnah said, the second half of the halach is also true for Anisha. Vim amra ro'u mashi niechli baili, harini oisavei cheles, hishpichal atzma, says the Gemara Pshita. This is certainly poshit. I would have thought, even the Shvichola Milsa, the Amrika, Tarchi Kamiyas, Mechuli Achel, Kamash, I could say a Fakert as far as well. I could say that maybe this woman, the wife, wants people to talk about her. And people should say, wow, look at this, Amana, what an Eshes Chayel. She's going and she's toiling and she's working, even though it's not the derech for a woman to do it. But she's doing it on behalf of the Yisraelim. So I would have thought that even if she said, Ro'u Mashi Niachli Baili, Haireni Oisevoi Cheles, even then, maybe the shvach would go la emtsa. Kamash Malon, that Gemara says, when it comes to an isha, there's two completely diametrically opposed svaras that you can say, and that's why the Mishnah has to say that the same halacha that you have by niach banim gedolim uktanim. That again, if the ben gadol goes and he's mashpiach the field, Rava said dafka from the field itself, but if he's mashpiach the field, stam it goes la emtsa. If he says, take a look at what my father left me, I want to go ahead and be mashpiachet, then he keeps it for himself. It's also going to be true if the Yarshim were a wife and the Yisoyimim, and the wife made this declaration. Both sides of it are true, even though you could have argued each one, Svaris Afucha is like the Gemara speaks out, but it doesn't matter. Another halacha, Omar Rab Chanin, Hamasi Isha L'Bnei Gadol, if somebody marries off his oldest son, so his Bnei B'chayri, his oldest son is getting married. Bebayis, he marries him off in a house. Listen to a chiddush. So, there's a house. The chasen is taking place, not in a hall. It's happening in this house. Konoi. If the father owns the house, after the chasenah, the son is going to end up owning the house. The Gemara in the bottom of the Yomid is going to say that this is one of three halachas that are kehilchasa beloy taima. But this is the halachas. If a man marries his son off in a house that belongs to him, as a wedding present, ki'ilu, the son ends up getting the house. Says the Gemara, you have to read the fine print. V'davka gadol, only if it's his oldest son. V'davka basula, only if he's marrying a basula. V'davka ishtei rishayin, also only if for his oldest son, it's the first wife. V'davka sheisei rishayin, also only if this is the first one getting married. But if the marriage happened, shalika seide, meaning this, his younger brother got married before him, so it's not the first chasma that the father's making, then these halachas wouldn't be true. Says the Gemara, pshita yichalei aviv bayis v'aliyah, bayis kon aliyah lekon. What if this house had a bayis and an aliyah? So there were two floors to this house of perek habayis v'aliyah fame. Last perek masechtas bavli metzia. So what if there was a bayis v'aliyah and the chasen happened in the bayis? So the halacha is the ben gadol gets the bayis. So we meet all those prerequisites. Does the son get the aliyah as well? So the Gemara says, no, it's pashit not. Bayis kon aliyah lekon. Bayis v'achsadra ma'o. What if the bayis had an achsadra, like a porch that led into it? Or shnei batim zeylefnem izem ma'o. What if there were two houses, an inner house and an outer house? And the chasen happened in the inner house. Does the son get the outer house as well? What's the havamino? Because in order to get to the inner house, you have to walk through the outer house. Maybe it's considered like an achsadra. Says the Gemara, teku, meisve, I'll ask you a kasha, is this true? That if a father marries off his son in his house, hilchasa b'lei taima, the son ends up getting the house. I'll ask you a kasha from a b'raisa, yichalei aviv bayis v'kli bayis. If the father was miyachid a bayis for the chasana, and clay bias for the chasana, utensils that are used in a house. So the halach is, after the wedding, clay bias kana, bias loy kana, before Shabraisa. The son gets something, it's true, but not what we thought he gets. He gets the clay bias. He doesn't get the bias itself, he gets the oven and the refrigerator, but he doesn't get the bias. Amreb Yermiyak gan shahoya utsroi shal aviv munach. That Braisa was talking about, where the father, even b'shas the wedding, had some of his possessions there. Because he had some of his possessions over there, that's a gilui milsa that he doesn't want to give this house over to his son. So over there, the house doesn't go over to his son. But enochi nami, if he would have removed everything from it, it's then that the halacha would kick in. Ardoi Amri says the Gemara, I feel a shufcha di yoini. Even if the thing that he left there doesn't have to be something chashuv. Even if he left there a shayvach where yoinim are, that's enough to say that oitzroi shall aviv is munach sham, so that he can't get the bias, all he can get is the kli bias. Rav Yudavra papi yami afila atzitza the harsono. Even if he has a pot with salty fish. Mar Zutra answer Bele says the Gemara, Zutra married off his son and he didn't want his son to get the house. V'tolu le sandalas, he left his shoes there. Rav Ashi answer Bele Brei, Rav Ashi married off his son and he too didn't want to give his son the house. So v'tolu le ashisha the mishcha, he left a pach shemen over there. Amar Mar Zutra said regarding this halacha, hani klas milosh avinu rabbanu kichas b'lei time. This is one of three things that are hilchas b'lei time. This is the first one we just mentioned. That if somebody marries off his ben gadol, it's the ben gadol's first time getting married. He's marrying a besula. He's also the first son getting married. Says the Gemara, the son gets the bias. Maybe only the clear bias, but something he's for sure going to get. That's the first thing that's a hechzabalei taima. Idach, we had this not so long ago. If somebody gives over all his nechasim to his wife before he dies, we assume that he really didn't mean to give his wife all the nechasim. What he wanted was that his wife should be an apotropos, so that when he dies, the sons will have no choice but to respect this woman because they know that she holds the keys to the Yerusha. But not that he really wants to give it. That's a multiple taima. He gave her a gift. He wrote that I'm giving it to you. Mechitesi, we should assume this. Idach amar rav, manali biyatcha. If somebody has a pekadin by somebody else, so Reuven gave Shimon a pekadin. So Shimon's holding Reuven's thing. And now Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, Tnei ulaploini, I want you to give it to Shimon. But my mitzlashton, if there were three people there, let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were all there, kana, it automatically transfers from Shimon to Levi. This is a sugi, mesechtes gittin, daf yudalid, daf yud gimel. We spoke about this at Lent when we learned mesechtes gittin. So the kinyan, my mitzlashton, it's a very mechudish tege kinyan. There's no real maisa taking place. You're just instructing someone to do something. You're saying you want something to be a certain way. As long as it's done in my mitzvah, that's enough. That's the third thing that's hilchos ablei time. So there are these things that are really hilchos ablei time. If you look at the Rashbam seems to try to say pshatim. You have to know what hilchos ablei time means. I'm Rashbam here. You can take a look at Rashi and Tosfos getting daf yudalid in the sugya of my mitzvah. Halacha l'mayish misina. Whatever the exact pshat in hilchos ablei time is, in kamakoymei laharich nochamishmo. There were two brothers that yarshim the estate from their father, and one of these brothers just got a job. What kind of job? The Gemara is going to explain. The halach is nachal ensa. The money that this son earns from the job that he just received has to go le'emtza. He doesn't get to keep it for himself, but rather it goes to the tfusas abayis. It goes to the estate, and whoever's entitled to a portion of the estate, they're going to get a portion of this fellow's income as well. Another halacha, chalav in esrapa. A man died, he left over a family. They're supposed to Yarshin, they didn't divide the Yerusha yet, and now one of the Yarshim got sick. The halach is Nisrapa Mishalatzmai. When he pays doctor bills, he has to pay out of his own pocket. So Kedaita Chamina, maybe he can use the estate, being that it's before the Yerusha, to pay for his bills. Kamash Malan says the Mishnah he can't. Says the Gemara, interesting halacha. You have two brothers that Yarshin estate, one of them gets a phone call, he was just offered a big job, he takes the job. He has to take half his salary and he has to give it over to the estate. Why would that be the halacha? Says the Gemara. Hay umnis ha-melech. We're not talking about he didn't become an accountant or a lawyer. He's working for the melech. So what? Let's see the next price. Tanu Rabbanan. Echem enachas shemino gabay oipul mustis. He got a job working for the melech, a government job. Imachmas ha'achin la'achin. Oh. If the reason he got the job was because of who his father was, because he's the heir of his father's estate, so the estate is the siba for the job that he got, that's when the halacha of the Mishnah is true, then nafalo emtza. In fact, machmas atzmoy, if he got the job because of his own credentials, la'atzmoy, then certainly he's going to get to keep the money for himself. Says the Gemara, machmas achim la'achim pshita, if that's what we're talking about, he only got the job because of the estate, shouldn't it be obvious that the halacha is it goes la'emtza? So what's the kiddush of the Mishnah? We went from not understanding the Mishnah to not understanding what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. So with this one son was a prodigy. He was a charif. He was a really, really bright, special individual. So mau de tema, ich volt gewalt meinen, churfei garamle, that even though it's true he got the job because of his yichus, but a hot an egen a yichus also. So maybe at the end of the day, that's the real reason that he got the job. Kamash malon, that as long as there's an element of you getting it machmas the estate, don't come to me now with a taina that you're anyways a bal kishrin, you anyways could have gotten the job. At the end of the day, you got it because your father's Rosh Yeshiva, so you became Rosh Yeshiva. You got it because your father had a certain position within the government. He died. Now you're taking over his position. The point is that to the extent that we could rationalize that the reason this brother got the job is because of the fact that his father died and he's somehow being memalim mokim aviv, now the entire tfusas abayas, the entire state, has a claim on his paycheck that he takes every 2 weeks, and they could come now with a taina. In fact, the halacha is nafalo em. So you have to divide it. Very big chiddush, but that's the halacha. Tanu Rabbanan, echem enachas shenatan masayim zuz lo meitera. If one of the brothers took 200 zuz from the estate after the father died, before the estate was divided to go learn Torah, the brothers can tell, if you're staying here, it's okay. Meaning it's understood that before the estate is divided, that all the brothers have to be supported from. I mean, let's say it would take 3 months for the estate to be divided. A man dies, and he leaves over Yarshim, he leaves over a lot of money. So they bring professionals in, independent, you know, assessors, people that are going to try to determine what the value of this estate is. But it could take time. It takes 90 days in order for this to be sorted out. But in the meantime, everyone needs food, you have to buy clothing, a yontif comes. What are you going to do? So they would take money out of the estate. Everyone would be entitled to something. So one of the boys says, listen, I want to be supported. I want to learn Torah. I want to learn an umnis. So the halach is he's entitled to it. But only, says the Gemara, if he stays there. But if he says, I want to go learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and this estate is in New York, so if you're going to stay with us, yes. Why? Give it to him. What's the difference where he is? What's the difference if he's learning in BMG or if he's learning in the Mir? Should it make a difference? That the more people that are there, the more bracha there is in the bias. We've spoken about this in the past as well. So the ikataina, that if you were here, we'd have more bracha. And being that we'd have more bracha, mainly you'd be entitled to something. But by you leaving, you're affecting our bracha. Mimela, I'm not giving you anything. But the Gemara says, I hear you want to tell me that because his brother's leaving, he's going to Eretz Yisrael to learn. So there's an impact on the Birchas Habayis. So maybe you should deduct a little bit from what he was supposed to get. You can tell him, listen, it's true, every brother's entitled. Because he's entitled to make certain withdrawals from the estate. But at the same time, realize that every brother is contributing to the estate. How's he contributing? By being there. So you're not contributing, so you don't get the withdrawal. So they can say, it's not dollar for dollar. You can't tell me that if a brother leaves, it's dollar for dollar that because he's not contributing, maybe shouldn't be able to withdraw. So you can tell me, okay, because there's no brechas abayis beruba, instead of there being eight sons, now there's only seven, so we're going to lose out kacha. So whatever that was lost is going to be deducted from what the son is entitled to. But if he's entitled to $100,000 Yerusha, you're going to tell me brechas abayis beruba means that $100,000 is going to be lost because it's not mistaber that way. So says the Gemara, you don't want to give him 100%, don't give him 100%. But at the same time, you should give him something. Pro rata, says the Gemara, Erechanami. Nice teretz. Anochinami. It's true. Like, where's the cholav in Nisrapa? Nisrapa mishalatzmai. Thought the Gemara was going to say mechatesi. No. Anochinami. Paka grada. No. Zok the Mishnah again. Cholav in Nisrapa. Nisrapa mishalatzmai. That if father dies, leaves over children, one of the sons gets sick. So you would think, if the son is entitled to mezainos during this interim period while they're trying to sort out the Yerusha, why shouldn't the son be able to expense his doctor bills on the business? I mean, sounds like a good accountant would be able to find a way to make that a business expense, make it an estate expense, so to speak. So why shouldn't you be able to do that? Says the Gemara, you can't. It's talking about where the son became sick, machmas pshia. He did something in terms of, but if he was an oinus, and that's why he became sick, then the halach is nisrap him in an emsa. Then he could use the estate in order to take care of his doctor bills. What's an example of a person becoming sick because of pshia? Everything comes from the Eibishter except for two things. If somebody becomes ill because of cold, if somebody becomes ill because of heat, that's something you did yourself. That's something he could be careful. Everything else comes from Shemaim. So if it was a machlo that came from Shemaim and Chinami. But if it's tzin and pachin, those two things, b'derech ikesh, if it's tzina, if it's chayim, those are things that come achlas pshia. That's what the Mishnah was referring to. If it's something along those lines, then chala v'nisrapa, nisrapa mishalatz, when he has to pay his own doctor bills, he doesn't have a right to expense those bills onto the tfusa sabayis. So this week, the last 2 days, we spoke out some festerate regarding the halachis of mezakel uber. So we went from mezakel uber to a mekadesh uber. With the Rambam in Perek Zayin, halachat Zayin, Hilchas Ishos, the Rambam says a lashon that if somebody is mekadesh an uber, he goes over to a man whose wife was pregnant and says that I want to marry your child. I mean, I don't know if the baby that's going to be born is going to be a boy or if it's going to be a girl, but if it's going to be a girl, I want to marry her. So the halacha is, the hooker or uber, the uber is nikkur, harezu mekudeshes, the kedushin is going to be. Then the Rambam says, after the baby is born, you have to do another kedushin. So this week we spoke out machloikis between Rabbi Kiva Eger and Benoi, Rabbi Shloimeh Eger. They went back and forth. Shailos Tshuvos, Rabbi Kivegas, and Kufayin, Kufayin Aleph, Kufayin Gimel, where they had a machlekes yisoidi, had to understand Pashu Pashan and the Rambam. Rabbi Shloimeh Eger understood that the Rambam means to say that it's possible for a man to marry an uber. You can marry a ketana. You can marry even an uber. A father could be mekabel kedushin on behalf of his child. That's an upper. Such a kedushin is going to be chal. And it was because of that, Shlomo Eger was very, very bothered. He said, in light of the fact that the Rambam Perikzayin Hilchas Avodim paskins that ubi yerechima, and the Rambam paskins that you can't be mekadesh a chatzi isha, so how could the Rambam say you can be mekadesh an uber? L'churit should be a chesaron of chatzi isha. Because uber yerech ima, the uber is a chelik of the mother. You're not being mekadesh the mother. The mother's an eshes, she's married already. So l'churit should be mekadesh chatzi isha. So Shlomo Eger told to the Rambam perek dal hilchas ishos by chetz yeshivcha chetz yvaschoyrim. We're hoyav leishayir b'kinyona. It is possible to be mekadesh even the chetz isha. Here too said Reb Shlomo Eger you're leishayir b'kinyona. But the bottom line is Reb Shlomo Eger's beer, his understanding in the Rambam was that when the Rambam says Hareza Mekudeshes, the Rambam meant Achshav, right now. When we find out later that this Uber was a Nekeva, Igloy Milsalem Afreya, that Peshas the Kedushin in the state of a fetus, in the state of an Uber, the Kedushin was already Chal. Reb Kiveger tells his son, Reb Shlomo Eger, after being shakel v'tari in different aspects of his shaila, he tells him, I disagree with you fundamentally in the way you understood the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mean that you're being makadosh and uber. What the Rambam means is you're doing a maisa kedushin right now, but you're saying that like ishetele, when the uber is going to be born, that's when you want the kedushin to be chal. I find that the kedushin is not chal this sex. She's an uber now. How can you be makadosh and uber? You're makadosh a fetus. You're married to who? To a fetus. Makes sense. It doesn't make any sense. The kedushin is going to be chal later. The kedushin is going to be chal like ishetele. If that's the case, it has nothing to do with being makadosh chatzi isha. Mekadosh chatzi isha is the taich. If right now, but oydem uberes, that's when the kedushin would be chal. So right now, uber yerachim, the uber is only a chatzi isha. But being that the kedushin is going to be chal after the baby is already born, at that point, there's not going to be an issue of chatzi isha. So yesterday we spoke at length, and really this machlokes is Shloim Eger and Reb Kiva Eger is machlokes Rishonim. The Ran in the third parak of Masechta Kedushin says clearly when he brings this Rambam, he says the Rambam meant l'kishat teile that avada the kedushin won't be chal while the uber is an uber. What this man is doing is he's doing a maisa kedusha now, and he wants it to be chal kishat teilid. The Muki Yosef and the Magid Mishnah both disagree, and the Muki Yosef and the Magid Mishnah both say that no, the Rambam meant that the kedushin should be chal right now while this uber is in the state of uber. And because of that, the Muki Yosef and the Magid Mishnah both ask a gevaldig kash on the Rambam. The Gemara says, and it really begins with a Mishnah, Mesach Tzivam, Mesach Beis Amad Beis, we know Chamesh Esrei Noshem, Poitres, Soreseim, Vitzores, Soreseim, and Chalisa Naib. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is married. He dies with no children. Shimon has a mitzvah to do Yibam, to marry Reuven's Almana. In the event that Reuven's wife, Reuven's Almana, was an erva to Shimon, it was Shimon's daughter, Shimon's sister, Shimon's shviger. The halacha is he can't do yibum. There is no din to do yibum. You also don't have to do chalitza. Not just that, the Mishnah says v'tzorei sein as well. If Reuven had two wives, one was an erva to Shimon, the other one wasn't an erva to Shimon. Reuven dies, being that Shimon can't do yibum v'chalitza on the erva. This is Beisil's halacha. V'tzorei sein erva. There'd be no yibum v'chalitza as well. Says the Mishnah. What would be if before Reuven died, Reuven's wife, that was the erva, did miyun. So she was a ketana. She was married off by her brother or one of her other craven. She was only married midrabanan, where the halacha is that if the woman decides that she doesn't want to stay married to her husband anymore, she doesn't need a get. You don't have to get involved in cherim's derabbeinu gershon. She has a right to walk away from her marriage. The halacha is the kedushin is nekar limafreya. It's as if she was never married. It says the Mishnah, if Reuven was married to two women, one was an erva to Shimon, one was not. And while Reuven was alive, the erva did miyon. Igloy milsa limafreya, that the erva was never married. If that's the case, the tzara was never a tzara's erva. So now that Reuven dies, Shimon's going to have it into two yibam. As I look to Mishnah. But says the Mishnah, it doesn't work by all the arayas. The Mishnah lists 15 arayas that apply to this first halacha, Masechta Zivamos. There are three arayas it's not going to work for. Chamoisoi, Eim Chamoisoi, and Eim Chamav. Let's talk about Chamoisoi. Why won't it work for Chamoisoi? Because to the extent that Reuven's wife was Shimon's mother-in-law, how would Reuven's wife be Shimon's mother-in-law? It would mean that Shimon was married to Reuven's wife's daughter. If this woman, Reuven's wife, is a shviger, then by definition she can't do miyun. Because in order to do miyun, you have to be a ketana. And if a woman has a child, banim hareyem kisimanim, and she's a gdaila. So it's not possible for her to do miyun. So it says the Gemara, it's not possible to have this halacha, that the erva, Shimon's erva, who's married to Reuven, did miyun. As a result, Shimon has a din yibum on the tzara's erva. If the erva we're talking about is chamoisa. Because if the erva is chamoisa, what does that mean? It means Shimon's married to Reuven's wife's daughter. Which means that Reuven's wife has a daughter. If Reuven's wife has a daughter, that's what makes her a shviger, by definition. Look it up. A shviger means you have a daughter, or maybe a son too, but certainly if you have a daughter, you're a shviger who's married to someone. So if that's the definition of chamoisai, then it's not possible to do meal, because the minute she has banim, harem kisimar, freit in the Muki Yosef, it's not true. I have it all worked out. Why did the Gemara assume that it's not possible to have chamoisai mamenes? Because the minute she's a shviger, she has children banim kisimanim. According to the Rambam, that holds you can be mekadosh and over, it's possible to be a shviger without having children. How so? If someone's mekadosh and uber, so if someone's mekadosh and uber, the mom is a shviger. If the mom is a shviger, there's no children, so you don't have here the banim kisimanim, so you have a chamoisai. So this would be the case. The case would be where Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is married. Reuven's wife is expecting a child. Shimon is mekadesh the other. Then Reuven dies. The halacha is that Shimon can't do yibum now to Reuven's wife because it's the shviger. Why is it the shviger? Because Shimon is married to the uber inside Reuven's wife's womb. It won't work. And she's a ktana. Why is she a ktana? Or maybe she's a ktana because you don't have banim kisimanim. The child wasn't born yet. Azay freik the Muki Yosef, Azay freik the Magamishnah. Says Rabbi Kiveger, what do you for sure see in this Muki Yosef Magamishnah? You see that the Muki Yosef Magamishnah understood the Rambam literally, that the Kedushin is Giribichal by the Muberes. So he tells Rabbi Shlomo Eger in the Tshuva that Rabbi Shlomo, that your pshat has a basis in the Rishonim, but realize that that's not the Ikar pshat. I have a lot of problems with that. Rav Shlomo Eger writes back in the Tshuva, he says, I wish my father, he says, Tasty Lee, give me credit at least that if you would see my Gilyon when I wrote down the Shaila, I wrote Mefurish that it's totally in this Machloikis Rishonim. I know it's telling the Magamish Muki Yosef, and my whole kasha on the Rambam of Ubi Yerechim Echatzi Isha was all predicated on the Muki Yosef Magamish. He says, Tasty Lee, give me credit because it's in my Gilyon. And he writes in the Tshuva word for word verbatim what he wrote in the Gilyon. Either way, but that's the Muki Yosef's kasha. Muki Yosef's kasha is, why does the Gemara say, Lemetzin Chamaisai? Mamenes, it is possible to have Chamoyes Mamenes if she's a Shviger, as a sort Shviger where Shimon is married to Reuven's wife's Ober. So, Reb Chaim and Sefer, that although it's true the Muki Yosef Magamishnah understood in the Rambam, that it's possible to be Mekadosh and Ober, but that's Poshit, that Kedushin is going to be a different type of Kedushin. Because although it's possible to have Kedushin with an Ober, you can't have Ishus with an Ober. Ishus with an Ober is not possible. Meaning, when a man marries a woman, there's a kinyan taking place. That's the first mission of the Sachas Kedushin, Isha Niknas. But it's a different kinyan than an ordinary kinyan. Usually if you buy something, Shoyroi, Chamoyroi, Avdo, it's yours. You have it. With a woman, there's a very special set of halachas that emanate as a result of the kinyan. One of them is Dinei Yishus, Dinei Arayas. There's a whole bunch of different halachas that come as a result of the fact that this Kedushin took place. Says Reb Chaim, it's true, you could do the Maisa Kinyan. You want to do an Isha Niknes with an Uber, you could do it. That's this Rambam over here. Perig, Zayin, Halacha, Zayin, and Hilchas Yishus. Nothing to talk about. But you want to know if the Dinei Yishus are going to be Chal Ba'udai Uber, that's not possible. Ishus is a special type of relationship. It's a relationship between a man and a wife. You can't have that between a man and an Uber. It just doesn't make any sense. So there's no Ishus on an Uber. Says Reb Chaim, what begets the laws of Arayas? It's the Ishus. When there's an Ishus, you have Arayas. So says Reb Chaim, it's true. It's possible, according to the Rambam, to have a technical Shviger, a Chamoisoi, even though she's still a Ketana. How so? If you were Mekadosh the Uber, you don't have the Banim Kisimonim. If she's less than 12 years old, she's going to be a Chamoisa, that's a Ketana. But the Erva of Chamoisa, that you can't have. Because even though there's going to be a Kedushin when she's an Uber, the Ishus you're not going to have. Erva is totally an Ishus. So if there's going to be no Ishus, Memelo, that's our Reb Chaim answer the Kashas. Yesterday, we mentioned that it could be there'd be a Gevaldige Nafgamina Halacha that would come out as a result of this. Mentioned that there's another example, an earlier example, some precedence to have a case where there's a Kedushin and there's no Ishus. That is the infamous Shivcha Charufa. The Torah says that if you have a Isha, that's Nechrefes Leish, she's a Shivcha Charufa, so Epis Vash, she's an Ishus. She's Nechrefes, if you know what Nechrefes means. That's the magic word here that we need to interpret. But she's Nechrefes Leish, so she's like an Ishus Ish, and someone's Mezana with her. So ordinarily, if someone's Mezana with an Ishus Ish, what's the halacha? Chenek, he's Chayiv Misa, Chorus, right? It's pretty serious. But if someone is Mezana with a Shivcha Charufa, even though she's Nechrefes Leish, the Torah says all she has to do is bring, she's one of the five, he's one of the five people that bring a Karban Ash. So the Chiv is going to be Ash. The Chiv is not going to be Misa. So what do you have then by a Shivcha Charufa? You have a Eishes Ish, technically. She's married, but there's a Chiv Asham, there's no Chiv Chen. So what exactly is a Shivcha Charufa? So it's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. We pass in the Rambam passage Rabbi Akiva, it's a Chetzia Shivcha, the Chetzia Bas Chayrin, where the Chetzia Bas Chayrin was married to a man. Now, the way the Gemara describes it is married to an Eved Ivri, because only an Eved Ivri would actually be able to do something with this marriage. Because ordinarily, a man wouldn't be able to be boil a Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Bas Chayrim. Because the Chetzi Bas Chayrim is mutter, but the Chetzi Shivcha is also. But an Eved Ivri, if was Machru Bezdin, he's mutter b'shivcha. So Eved Ivri could get married to the Tzad Ben Chayrin, he's mutter even to the Tzad Shivcha. That's the example. So that's the Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Bas Chayrim. So in that marriage, the halacha is, that being that it's not an ordinary marriage, it's a Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Bas Chayrim, She's a shivcha charufa. She's not deemed an ordinary HSH. If she's not deemed an ordinary HSH, the halachis is going to be a chiyav asham. It's not going to be freik the pnei Yeshua kasha. We spoke about this at length yesterday. Let's just do this very, very quickly. Freik the pnei Yeshua. The Gemara always says that there's a mishnah in Perek Arbach and Yevam Islam and Aleph Amidays that if a woman falls the yibum machmas shnei achin, there's no yibum dayraisa. Umeis echad mehem. A woman that falls the yibum machmas yovam echad, that's when you have the dinim of yibum. But if she falls machmas shnei achin, you don't have it. What's the example? So the example that's always given is Maimer. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died without children. Shimon did Maimer. And then Shimon died without children. So now this Almana is falling to Levi, Machmas, Reuven, Machmas, Shimon. She's Eishas, Beis, Yevamin. There's not going to be a halach of. The problem is, Maimer doesn't work Midei Raisa. Achleik is Bishan, Bisovi, Pasuk, Bisol, Maimer doesn't work Midei Raisa. So really, Midei Raisa, she only felt Machmas, Reuven. She never felt Machmas, Shimon. So the Gemara says, Blematzino, Eishas, Beis, Mesim. There's no example of where you find this idea of Zikas, Yevam, Echad versus Zikas, Beis, Yevamin when it comes to two brothers. The only freak the pnei Yeshua, I have a great example. You know what my example is? Shifcha charufa, chetz yeshifcha chetz v'aschayim that was married. And then this guy's brother married her as well. I think both kedushins are going to be chal. Why would both kedushins not be chal? What would be the tzad that both kedushins shouldn't be chal? Because she's an eishes ish. How could she be mekabel kedushin? But she's not an eishes ish. V'horay, if someone's mezana with her, what's the halacha? You bring a carbon asham. You don't chayiv chenek. So she's not an eishes ish. If she's not an eishes ish, there's no reason kedushin be chal. In fact, it's a gemara mufresh. It's kedushin samach zayin amadveiz. The gemara says, why is kedushin not toifes be eishes ish? And the gemara says, because kedushin is not toifes b'achayis ishtoi. And akesha de rabbi yoyin, hukshu kol harayis zeloze. So if there's no kedushin by an achayis isha, there's no tfisis kedushin by an eishes ish. That means the only reason there's no tfisis kedushin by an eishes ish is because she's an eishes ish. So Shifcha Charufa, who's not an Eishes Ish, V'haraya, Asham, not Chenek, so L'chura, she would be able to get married a second time. So what would be if Reuven, whether he's an Eved Ivri, let's say, marries a Chetz Yishivcha Chetz Ba, and then his brother Shimon does the same thing. L'chura, she's Eishes Beis Mesim. Then Reuven and Shimon both died. There's a third brother lady. I have the case with Midday Reis, so it's Negei Da'alochel, Meis Echad Mehem, Zikas Yavam Echad, not Zikas Beis Yavam. Sok Tepnei Shua, Gevaldik Yechidish. That even though this woman is not an Eishes Ish, so based on the case of the Rabbi Yoyna, there's no reason she shouldn't be able to get married. But every woman, when she gets married, she gives her soul over to her husband. Gufa konu v'baylo. And she doesn't have a yad anymore to be mekabel kedushin for herself. And being that she doesn't have a yad to be mekabel kedushin, agam there's no erva, still it wouldn't be negate. Avni Balum is matmiya. He says, not like the sugi kedushin, samach zayin mebeis. He says, a tmiya gedoyl of his abor, the pnei shu was wrong. He's wrong. If there's no eishes ish, says the Avni Balum, it's poshut, she could be mekabel kedushin from somebody else. Why isn't this the example of eishes beis mason? Zok the Avni Balum, because although it's neschadish in the parish of Shivcha Charufa, that there's no eishes ish by a shivcha charufa, but it was never nischadish that there's no eishes ach. And in order to have yibum, it can't just be another random person being mekadisher. What you need is that this guy's brother can't marry this woman for two reasons. Why can't you marry your brother's wife? She's an eishes ish, and she's an eishes ach. So enochinami, it was nischgala in the parish of shivcha charufa that there is no chisaron of eishes ish, but it was never nischgala, there's no eishes ach. So it's vital not going to be the tfisa. But what comes out from this machloikis abnormal pesho? A lot of things come out. But ashenogel in yoneinu, what comes out? There's a machloikis yisoidi. If you have a kedushin without ishos, married, yeah, but eishes ish, nah, hekesha de rabbi oina, not. Could she be mekabel kedushin for somebody else or not? According to Bnei Yeshua, she can't. Because even though there's no eishes ish, and you don't have the sugi and kedushin samach zayin, but she still has no yad to be mekabel kedushin. Because so isha niknes, she belongs to her husband. According to the Avnei Melum, there's no such thing. According to the Avnei Melum, what was the nafkamina they were discussing? A shifcha. A chetz yeshifcha, chetz baschayim. A shifcha charufa. Could she be mekabel kedushin from somebody else? According to Bnei Yeshua, she can't be mekabel kedushin from somebody else. According to Avnei Melum, she could. It's only his brother that she can't. But somebody else, she could. Bechura, according to Reb Chaim, that kedushay uber is kedushin, but what issues come out a gevaldig enough. If someone's mekabel kedushin on behalf of his daughter, but what kind of daughter? An uber, could he now be mekabel kedushin from somebody else on behalf of the same uber? According to Pnei Yeshua, no, because this woman, once her father was mekabel kedushin on her behalf, she belongs to somebody. If she belongs to somebody, she can't get married to somebody else. But according to the Avni Meluim, she could. But I was thinking, there's a third case, and I think this is gevaldik, and that is that we're familiar with the sugi of zika. Chleikus in Shas, yesh zika. This wasn't hard enough. Yesh zika or ain't zika? What's the shaila? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies without children. There's a mitzvah for Shimon to do yibum. not only is it a mitzvah for Shimon to do Yibam, but it's mavor, that before Shimon does Yibam, there's already a bond. There's some ishus, isha hiknu laman ashamayim, the Gemara says, between Reuven's almana and Shimon. In fact, the idea of chalitza is me'en gerishin. You have to cut the zika that exists. Now, if you remember from the sugyas of Mesechtes Yevamos, everybody holds the zika. The isolay siya eshes and mesachutza, the zar is predicated, everybody holds the zika. The shaila is how vait does zika go? Yesh zika or ain zika? The classic example of Yesh Zika, Ein Zika is, if this Zikuka has a sister. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven died without children. Shimon has a mitzvah to be Miyab in Reuven's Almana. Could Shimon, in the interim, marry Reuven's Almana sister? Ordinarily, is an Isser and Achay sister. So the Mandama that says Yesh Zika says, it's like marrying your wife's sister. It's awesome. The Mandama that holds Ein Zika says, that is no problem. That's the Shiloh Yesh Zika, Ein Zika. Now, Yesh Zika, according to the Manda Amar, Yesh Zika, is it a Dinda Iraisa or is it a Dinda Rabbanan? So my son is learning Yevamos now, SEB. So I asked him, I said, Shlomo Zalman, Zika, the Iraisa Rabbanan. I said, what is the Rabbanan? I said, how do you know? I mean, all the sugis of Achayis Kukasai. It's mavur clearly that it's only midrabanan. So I told him, you're right, but your Rebbe didn't tell you this aviezri that I'm about to tell you. It's not so poshut. I'm going to tell you why it's not so poshut. Because although throughout Mesechtes Yevamos, it is clear that Yesh Zika is only midrabanan, but there's another sugya. It's tucked away. It's a Mesechtes Nedarim. It's a Perek Nairam Urasa. And the Gemara over there discusses a zakuka. An Isha, that's the Kekes Yibam who made a neder. And the Gemara says, according to the Mandama that holds Yesh Zika, the Yibam can be made for neder. There was no Yibam yet. It's a state of Zika. If she makes the neder, the Yibam can be made for neder. So Frank of Shach and Avi Ezri, others ask the Kasha as well, if Zika is only a Dinder Rabbanon, how could a man be made for a neder? Yein Koich Biat Chachom and Lakudov Minatur B'kum Vasei, Midday Raisa, she made a neder. Midai Raisa, he has no basis to be made for the nether. Midai Rabbana and Yesh Zika, he could go ahead and be made for the nether. It's one kasha. Another kasha is, Tosis Masechet Yevamos brings Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that if a man died without children, leaves a wife, that's going to be Zakat Yibam. This man was a Kohen. So what's the halacha ordinarily? An Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, but only as long as her husband's alive, or if the husband dies and leaves over children. If there's no children and there's no husband, and she's a Bas Yisrael, she goes back to her father's house. She's not allowed to eat truma anymore. What if he left over a brother who's also a kohen? Obviously, that lochi says Rabbi Tam, you can eat truma. Frank of Shach, why can eat truma? Doesn't make sense. How could she eat truma? Yesh Zika? Yesh Zika is only midrabbanan. How could Yesh Zika allow truma there? Zok Rav Shach, a dover noir. He says that vice lies from here that sometimes Yesh Zika de Raisa, it's clear from Aforis Nadorim and from truma, and sometimes Yesh Zika de Rabbanan. When it comes to the Israchis Ishtoi. So what's the getter? Yesh Zika de Raisa or Yesh Zika de Rabbanan? So Rav Shach says, half of a fellow. He says, do you know what the getter of Zika is? It's like Reb Chaim's Kedusha Yogam. There's a Kenyan de Raisa. But you know what there is in Midei Raisa? There's no Ishus Midei Raisa. So Afaris Nadarim, which is totally in the Isha Niknes, it's totally in Kedusha Nabez. Truma, which is totally in Kenyan Kaspoi, that's the Lashon HaTorah, that you have Midei Raisa. So for that, you're going to have a Yesh Zika Midei Raisa. But Erva, Achos Ishtoi, that's totally in Ishus. This Geder, there's going to be no Ishus. Shivcha Charufa, Kedusha, Uber, Zika, it's Kenyan Bela Ishus. It's Kenyan Bela Ishus, that's how it works. So I was thinking that I think with this, you can understand something that's very, very puzzling. In the sugyas of Zika, is mavur that there's a man lama that holds Yesh Zika even when there's two Yevamim. That means if Reuven dies without children, and he leaves over two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So it's a man lama, not everybody agrees with this. But there's a man lama that holds Yesh Zika even when there's two Yevamim. So I never understood that. How does that make sense? How could you have Zika with two brothers? Zika's issues. A woman can't be married to two men. So if a woman can't be married to two men, then how's it possible to have Zika when there's two brothers? You know what the Teretz is? It's true a woman can't be married to two men, but that's only if there's an Ishus. But if there's no Ishus, a woman could be married to two men. For Rayad Avni Milum said it by a Shifcha Charufa, that a Shifcha Charufa, Hagam there's a Kenyan, but being that there's no Ishus, so there is no Shemeshus Ish, if there's no Shemeshus Ish, there's no reason she can't be married to two men. So if the gather of Zika is Kenyan, Beloy Ishus, then there's no reason in the world that this woman shouldn't be able to be married to two men. But male it's going to be Shaykh Zika to two men. But it's even more than that. Because even the Pnei Yeshua that argued, why did the Pnei Yeshua argue? The Pnei Yeshua said that this woman is Beshus Bailo. She doesn't have a yad to be Mekabel Kedushin. How you be Mekabel Kedushin? The father can't do it. She can't do it. But Zika's Isha Hikmah Laman HaShemayim. So it could be here even the Pnei Yeshua would be murdered that it'd be Shaykh to have Yesh Zika Bebez Yivamim. But the bottom line is that this idea, this chida of Yesh Zika Bebez Yivamim, how does that make sense? How could a woman be married to two men? You never find such a concept. Here, all of a sudden, it works. Okay, Isha Hikmah Laman HaShemayim. But at the end of the day, Ishus is something that by definition doesn't work. One woman, one man to two women, yeah. One woman to two men, you don't find anywhere works. The Teretz is the way Reb Shach understood Zika, that it's kinyan b'lo yishus. And the way we're shtelling tzu da avni melumen mem dal dal. His machloik is with the Pnei Yeshua, where he says mefurish da avni melumen, that a shivcha charufa, heyoist is kinyan b'lo yishus. So you don't have that case of the Rabbi Yehuda. So the halacha is that she would be able to be married to two men. That's gewaldig. If that's the gather of Zika, why should be able to be married to two men? That concludes part three of this hashtag festerate. But before we finish, just wanted to say one vart on the parsha that relates to the sugya, incredibly, that we learned this week. And that is, this week's parsha is Parsha Shlach. And of course, Parsha Shlach begins with the chet of the Meragim. Hashem tells Moshe, Midaitcha, not telling you to do it, but if you'd like to send Meraglim into Eretz Yisrael so they can come back and tell the Yidden how wonderful Eretz Yisrael is, that's okay. Moshe Rabbeinu takes Nasiyim, he sends them into Eretz Yisrael, and rather than come back and give a glowing report, talk about Eretz Avos Chal V'Dvash, they come back and they give this horrible report. He said, guys, you have no idea what we're getting ourselves into. This is horrible, it's terrible, it's going to be a disaster. Let's do everything we could possibly do to avoid having to go into Eretz Yisrael. And it's because of what the Meraglim did and the way the Yidden reacted that the Yidden ended up remaining in the Midbar for 40 years. And they cried, Balai Lahu, it's the night of Tisha B'Av, Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, the expulsion of Spain, all the terrible sorrows that Klal Yisrael had to endure over the last few thousand years are rooted in the Chet of the Meraglim. So what was the Aver of the Meraglim? So if you look at the Svarim, it's a lot of different ideas. Many pulpit rabbis have been able to identify different nuances of the story in terms of what exactly it was that the Meraglim did wrong. Obviously, there's Lashon Hara. The Zohar HaKadosh talks about the gaiva of the Meraglim. It even came to Kfiro, Kichazaku Mimeno, right? They told him, says, I don't even know if we're going to be, Hashem maybe can't even overcome the Meraglim. Yeah, God was strong enough to take us out of Egypt. And maybe even to split the sea. But to take us into Eretz Canaan, whoa, I don't even know if he could do that. It came to that point. That was the low point. Even Kfir, stating that, there's a Pasuk in Sefer Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Vav, Pasuk Chav Dalet. The Pasuk is describing the Chet of the Meraglim. It says the Pasuk, Vayimasu be'eretz chemda, lo yaminu ledvarei. That the Meraglim, the root of what the Meraglim did wrong was Vayimasu be'eretz chemda. They were Moyes in Eretz Yisrael. And because they were Moyes in Eretz Yisrael, that's somehow the Avera that is attributed in the final analysis to what it is that the Meraglim, and obviously it's Sarach Bir, they were nichshal in the chet of kfira, like the end of the pasuk, lo yaminu ledvarei. So why is it that vayimasu be'eretz chemda seems to be, so I once thought that perhaps, kitshteltzu avart, that I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on the Mishnah in the end of Masechtas Gittin. The Mishnah brings a machlokes b'shamay b'sil, at what point a man is allowed to divorce his wife. Bishamay says, v'yigarish adam es ishtei elam kei matzah be'erev. A person is not allowed to divorce his wife unless he finds, like the pasuk says, kei matzah be'erev is davar. If his wife is mezana, she's a soita, he's not allowed to be married to her anymore, so then you're allowed to give her a get. But otherwise, v'yigarish adam es ishtei. Besil loyim, besil says, afilo hikticha tafshiloi. No, a man comes home, what's for supper, picks up the pot, he sees it's burnt, grounds for divorce. So Bishamai says you're only allowed to be megarish your wife. You can't live with her. There's nothing you could do. Halachically, there's no way to stay married. So then you give her a get. But anything shy of that, you find a way to make it work. Beis Hillel says afilo hiktich tavshiloi. Even that would be enough for you to be able to go ahead and give a get. So I heard Yaakov Kamenetsky says if you think about it, this machloikis is hepach of the personalities of Bishamai Bishil. Bishamai throughout Shas was someone that seems to be stronger, takes a tougher stance. When the Ger came into Shammai and told him, teach me kol ha-Torah kula regal achad, Bishamai recused himself. He said, I'm sorry, I can't deal with you. He went to Bishil. Bishil was an anav. So we follow Bishil. Allah is like Bishil, says the Gemara, because of the anivus that they had. Ayin Erev and Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Yud Dalet. So you see that they were much more nitztayin when it came to Midas Toivos than were Beis Shammai. So how is it possible that over here, Beis Shammai is saying that if there's an issue with your marriage, work it out. It's all, if you physically can't stay married, okay, then you don't have a choice. But anything, Reis Hillel? Beis Hillel, who's the Anavsin? Beis Hillel, 5 minutes before Shabbos, people were driving him crazy, but his Midah Sahanova allowed him to deal with people. We just spoke out to Masha. Ruya Hoysa Shechina Shetisha Al Hillel Kemosh Rabbeinu. Sanhedrin Alpha. Why? Mitoich Goydel and the Sanusai. So here, that Beis Hillel, who's such a gewaldig about Midas, is the one that's saying, Afilo Hikticha Tavshiloi. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said it's Hepach HaSvar. And I heard this, shame, Mordechai Kamenetsky, and explained it with a marshal. He said that there was a man who, Leolenu, his wife died. And after his wife died, Shabbos, he would go eat by his children. He'd go to his daughters-in-law, they would prepare him a meal, and that's where he would go for Shabbos. And there was a running joke in the family that after every Shabbos day Suda, the father would be complimentary. He would compliment his daughter or daughter-in-law for the suda. He said, the suda was great. This was amazing. The herring, the liver. He never had such chopped liver. But the cholent, as good as it was, it's nishke maybe the mama's cholent. One Shabbos, daughter wakes up. She's having her father. It's her turn. House smells. Goes to the cholent. She sees the cholent was verbrennt. And she felt terrible. Father's coming. She gets him once every 2 months. And she's going to serve him verbrennt the cholent. Anyways, father sits down at the meal, they eat the suda, at the end of the suda, the father goes through his graces, and he says, this was delicious, that was delicious, and by the way, he turns to his daughter, finally, you figured out how to make your mother's cholent. This mother, this wife, had been making verbrennte cholent her whole life. But to this man, it was the mama's cholent, and it was the best cholent in the world. Hot, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky gesagt, Beis Hillel was so ausgezeichnet in Midas, they were so sensitive to what it means a wife and what it means shalom bayis, that if my wife makes burnt shalom, it's the best shalom in the world. I don't taste it burnt. Maybe you taste it burnt. I don't taste it burnt. You know why? Because it's my wife's shalom. So if a man comes home, says Beis Hillel, and he gets supper, and it's a k'ticha tavshiloi, he feels like it's a burnt cholent. You know what that means? There's something wrong at the core with this marriage. And if there's something wrong at the core of this marriage, you can go ahead and divorce your wife. It didn't come from a place of kapdonos, just the opposite. It came from such a deep sensitivity of what it is, shalom bayis, what it is, ahavas ishtoi, that if you can feel k'ticha tavshiloi, that means you have a right to go ahead and divorce. So I was thinking, the Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael, and you know what happened? They saw scary things. They see big people, they see giants, they see levayas, even the clusters of grapes are tremendous. The Gemara waxes poetic about all the scary things that they saw. But you know why it was scary? Because they didn't feel like this was their land. They didn't have that emotional connection to it. But they felt that this is my wife's child. It doesn't matter how burnt it is. It doesn't matter how big the people are, how scary Eretz Yisrael is. But it's my land. It's my land. They would have felt it differently. So it's true. You want to know where the spiral was, the mirag, when they were scared, they were spooked, so they ended up lying, speaking Lashon Hara, and it evolved or devolved to kfira. But what was at the root of it? The root of it was Vayimasu Be'eretz Chemda. Because they were Moyes Be'eretz Chemda, they didn't feel like this is their land. That was the root cause of everything. So I found yesterday that Rav Pam Zatzal, in his Sefer HaTorah LeMelech, says exactly what I just told. Doesn't mean the mice with Rabbi Yaakov, Mordechai Kamenetsky. But this is, he said, he begins with the pasuk by Masu Be'eretz Chemda, and he says, Ubeze Yevor Heit Devinya Meraglim, Chetam Hoye Be'emuna Betochen, Avul Shirish Advarim Hoysa, Bechisor Chibes Oretz, She'ilu Ohavu Eretz Chemda Zu Ahava Azo, Loi Hoye Levavim Namas, V'loi Hoye Oyla Aruchem Kolach Shoshay Svapchadim She'evil De'yush Neuro, Meshulo Le'emuna Betochen V'Hashem, V'ayimasu Be'eretz Chemda, Ze Gorem, Shloi Haminu Le'dvarim. It's a mamish, k'mat milu b'milu what we just said. But he adds one hoysafa, and I felt a tremendous hashgacha pratis when I saw this. Because he says as follows, Hine, b'bava basru daf kuf mem beiz amad beiz, Isav Gemara, Om Rab Yitzchak, Om Rab Yechanan, Hamezaku le'uber, Loikana. It's unbelievable. This is the sugya we learned the last 3 days. Hamazaku luba loikana. Freak the Gemara. I am Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if somebody's wife was pregnant and he says, I'm going to give it a month. Nekeva, I'm going to give it Masai. Why more for the Nekeva than the Zachar? Paschilas min yafilu banim, etc., etc. But the point is, he's mezakilo ubrit aloch is kana. So for the Gemara, how could you say ha mezakilo ubrit aloch kana? I under a Mishnah, and for the Gemara, hoyol v'daitoy shal otam kreve etzal b'nait. There's a difference. There's a difference between being mezakilo to a random uber and being mezakilo to your own uber. Says Rapam, v'shamati pam v'shem godol echad shehizbra dover kach. He said poshim shad in our sugi as follows. But uber yesh kamas veikas v'chashashas. When it comes to an uber, there's a lot of things that have to go right in order for this child to grow up, to be someone that will be a beneficiary of this gift. Number one, will he even be born? It's for that reason, it's based on the sugya of Ein Adam Makna Dover Shalei Bala Olam. Even Rav Meir the Gemara says, Ein Adam Makna Lidover Shalei Bala Olam, because at the end of the day, this Uber is Lei Bala Olam. So in your mind, you don't really have a Gemara Stas to be Makna to the Uber. Because do you know if this Uber is going to grow up? Do you know if things are going to play itself out? How old does he have? How many years need to pass? How many things need to go right and perfect? How much siyata d'shmaya does this uber need in order to get to the point where this matana that you're giving him is actually going to be nageya? Omnam, said Rapam, shani uber dide. When it comes to your own child, you don't see the world that way. Dimiroiv ahavasa of the b'noi. Because of the immense love that a father has for his son, ein humala al daite shum chash sakon of an ezek. He doesn't think that way. When he views his uber, he sees a dover shabal oilam, a bar kayama, a bari v'chazak, v'tzofi la'asin ma'asin. He's already walking him down the chuppah because he's his son. And because of his ahava, he doesn't anticipate all these terrible things that could possibly happen. Lefichach gomar amakna. The yisoid of a mezak l'b'laykana is because so many things need to happen, memela yinak gomar amakna. But when it comes to your own son, you don't anticipate. You, the hava, the negius that you have overwhelms all those sveikas, all those chashas. You can never think along those lines. It's exactly what happened. The yidden, the miragim, they go into Eretz Yisrael, they see scary things, they start getting afraid. What if this doesn't go right? What if that doesn't go right? What if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? It was all because they didn't feel like it was their land. You're right, it's leibal oilam, think about what needs to happen. But had they felt the hava, had they felt like this is theirs, it's their child, it's their land, there couldn't have been a problem. And that's why the Pasuk identifies, do you say the Shoyrish of the Chet HaMeraglim as Vayamasu Beretz Chemda?